This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The United States Wednesday announced what officials say could be the final package of military aid to Ukraine unless Congress approves supplemental funding legislation that is stalled on Capitol Hill. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The weapons are worth up to $250 million and include an array of air defense munitions, other missiles, artillery, anti-armor systems, and other equipment. The aid is provided through the Presidential Drawdown Authority and will be pulled from Pentagon stocks. But the Pentagon says currently there's no more funding to replace the weapons taken from department stocks, which could affect American military readiness. President Joe Biden is urging Congress to pass a $110 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other national security needs. It includes money to help replenish Pentagon stocks and $14 billion for U.S. border security. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Mexico says it has reached important deals with the United States on curbing record-high migration after high-level talks Wednesday in Mexico City. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken led a high-level delegation in closed-door talks with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. López Obrador posted on social media that the two sides had reached important agreements after the talks, but did not give out any details. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is seeking Mexico's help to reduce a record-high number of migrants wanting to enter the U.S. from Mexico, a key issue with voters ahead of Biden's 2024 re-election campaign. The meeting took place as about 6,000 migrants and asylum seekers, including small children, continued their slow march north from southern Mexico in a caravan, hoping to reach the U.S. border. More than 500,000 migrants, many fleeing crime, poverty, and regional conflicts, crossed the dangerous Darien Gap jungle connecting South America with Central America in 2023. This is VOA News. The mayors of Chicago, New York City, and Denver have renewed pleas for more federal help and coordination with the southeastern state of Texas over the growing number of asylum seekers arriving in their cities by bus and plane. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the federal government needs to help the city take care of the nearly 4,000 migrants that are being bused in weekly from Texas.
We have large groups of people who are not allowed to work, who are assembling around our shelters and our humanitarian relief centers. We see them walking the street, knocking on doors, asking those who live in the community for different items and different things. We're seeing the erosion of the quality of life.
The mayor sharply criticized Texas Governor Greg Abbott's immigrant policy, saying buses arrive at all hours and outside designated drop-off zones with no details on who is aboard. The central U.S. state of Michigan is allowing former President Donald Trump to remain on the ballot for the 2024 presidential race. Here's AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The Michigan Supreme Court says it will not hear an appeal of a lower court's ruling from groups seeking to keep Donald Trump from appearing on the state's primary election ballot. The court says it did consider an application by parties wanting to appeal a December 14th Michigan appeals court judgment, but it was not persuaded that the questions presented should be reviewed by the court. This ruling contrasts with a December 19th decision by the Colorado Supreme Court, which found Trump ineligible to be president because of his role in the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. I'm Mike Hempen.
U.S. tech giant Apple can resume sales of its flagship smartwatches after a U.S. appeals court Wednesday paused the government commission's import ban on the devices. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner explains.
Apple had filed an emergency request asking the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit to halt an order from the U.S. International Trade Commission, which had ruled that Apple had infringed on medical technology firm Masimo's patents. Masimo filed a complaint accusing Apple of hiring away its employees, using its patented technology for reading blood oxygen levels, and incorporating that tech into the Apple Watch. Apple countersued, calling Masimo's legal actions a maneuver to clear a path for its own competing smartwatch. According to analysts, a final decision could cost either company millions of dollars and potentially force a settlement or some kind of technological workaround by Apple. Apple did not respond to an email seeking comment on the court decision, and Masimo declined to comment.
That was Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.